Trajet Clark looks like the bride she always wanted to be, as she admires herself in a sleeveless, straight white gown and train.
It's exciting to be able to try on wedding gowns. I dreamed of this day, and I'm here now, so it's wonderful.
The 20-year-old and her fiancé, Deshaun Moss, had planned to get married in May 2006. They had already booked the reception hall and made a deposit. But Hurricane Katrina changed all that, and Clark says they're lucky to be alive.
Everyone is being so kind, and we're definitely blessed. Definitely.
Try these on, and we'll see what style suits you, what sizes fit you better.
Nancy Gower is a bridal consultant at Mordecai Bridal and Tuxedo Shop in Raleigh. She's helping Clark choose the perfect gown and veil. The store is donating the dress for the wedding. As a matter of fact, everything to help pull this wedding off is being donated. Pam Stevens works for Wake County Human Services Department and is stationed at the Center for Survivors of Katrina.
I asked them, I said, did you really want to go to the Justice of the Peace to get married? She says, no.
Stevens says when she overheard that Clark and Moss were headed to the nearest courthouse for a quickie wedding, she spread the word. Stevens says donations have come pouring in.
The pastors, I know, and I called him that night. He says, no problem. When they want to get married, I said, this Saturday. He said, no problem. And then from there, I started calling. I called this bridal shop, called Fallon's Florist. Yes, we'll donate the flowers. Let's see what else. Oh, we got a lady donating the cake. I think we've got somebody, a caterer now, that's going to help with the reception. And it's just kind of snowballed from there.
While Clark chooses the perfect veil for her dress, 24-year-old Moss is sitting in a nearby room, trying not to get in the way, trying not to take a peek. He's already selected a tuxedo. Moss recalls how they made it to Raleigh. He says Clark's family warned them about Katrina one day before the storm struck.
We didn't really find out about the storm till Saturday night. We was gonna stay home and just ride the storm out, thinking that, you know, it probably wouldn't hit or pass over, wouldn't do too much damage. But her aunt convinced us to leave. So she gave us some gas money and we left.
Clark and Moss first stayed with relatives in Utica, Mississippi. But after a week, they said they needed to move on, find their own way, make a new life on their own. Clark says they chose Raleigh because of a visit they made to the area last Easter. They got lost near the Krispy Kreme donut shop at the corner of Person and Peace Streets.
And we was like, wow, it's so beautiful here. We love the hills. And a gentleman there directed us into the direction that we needed to go. And we're like, the people are so nice. And we just loved it from that point. We didn't have to see any more of Raleigh because we knew that it was beautiful just from that Krispy Kreme donut shop.
Clark and Moss started dating and fell in love while working together at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in New Orleans. They were both part of the banquet staff. Clark was also studying pre-law at Xavier University. She was a junior. The Reverend Paul Anderson will marry the couple at Baptist Grove Church tomorrow afternoon in Raleigh. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.